Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron. And this is part two of our series on rules. And these are rules that should be used in USTA matches. And they're from Friend at Court. These are rules that we didn't know when we were beginning to play. So here is part two. Yes. You mentioned this earlier, but who calls a double bounce?
So you have to call it on yourself.
Right.
Which is crazy because, I mean, I guess, again, like every time we talk about these rules, I try to think, why did USTA do this, right?
Like,
I try to put myself in their heads. So it makes sense that someone else can't call a double bounce on you because I suppose there could be people out there that would just be like, that double bounce, that double, and just be taking points. That's why a lot of these USTA rules are self-imposed. But you have to call it on yourself. But I had a partner years ago when I was a 2-5. She was very quick. She was a runner. You know, she was just quick around the court, very skilled player, moved up the rankings really quickly. She would always run for a ball, like 1,000%. She never like gave up on a ball, but there were multiple times where it would double bounce before she got to it. And then she would absolutely fight tooth and nail that she got that ball.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, you can't see it. You know, if you're scooping it off the ground at the last second, you're just like, you know, hauling towards a ball and you just scoop it up. It's very hard to, you know, and I don't think she was like outwardly lying about it. She just thought she was quick enough to always get there. And there were a lot of times where I was like, I would tell her, I'm like, that was a double bounce. Like, I think you can call it on your partner. And I'm sure you've been in a match where somebody has played a double bounce and you see it as the opponent, but you, and then it throws you off, but you have to play through it if they didn't call it. And I've heard a lot of people say like, oh, is that a double? And that, you know, it's like that question of like, you're trying to get them to tell the truth. And then they're like, oh no, I got there. It's like,
yes, that's what they always say. You know. They always say that.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I got here. Well, that happened to me in a double. Yeah. I was the opponent. There was a double bounce and I was the one at the net. So I'm like watching it double bounce and I completely stopped because I'm like, obviously she's going to call it.
Exactly.
She did not. And when I asked afterwards, she goes, I thought I got it. And so it kind of, it's her call.
You're like, well, you didn't, but it's your call. Yeah.
But it's your call. Yeah. But I thought that's just one of the interesting things is you can't call it as an opponent. They have to call it.
Yeah.
Okay. This happened to one of our friends where this was a 4-0 singles match. And the girl said, I thought it was out, but I'm not sure. So let's replay it.
That makes my blood boil. Literally, let me just say right now, that makes my blood boil. That is like one of the worst things. Like, I don't get mad on the court a lot, but that one brings me to a different level of like being angry, because if you think something and you don't know, we did an episode, literally the title was, what was it? 99%, no,
99% out is 100% in.
Out is 100% in. Yeah, you have to err on the side of if you do not know, you concede the point.
Yes.
Literally. Like, it's to me, that is the one very black and white rule. And you're always supposed to err, unfortunately, you're supposed to err on the side of your opponent's ball being in unless you see it, I will say, 1,000% out. But I have played so many times against friends and against opponents that have said exactly what you just said. And it makes my blood boil because if you do not know 100%, then you concede the point.
Yes. Yes.
And I do that constantly. I probably give points away, but that is the rule.
Yeah. And I think 100%. We were talking about
that's all I have to say about that.
After a match, I think I was really upset one day and I called Aaron as I normally do. And we were talking about how sometimes people call it the way they want it to be. Like, they didn't know for sure, but they wanted it to be out. So they called it out.
We all want it to be out.
Yeah. Versus like seeing it out and knowing for sure. Or if you didn't see it, you have to call it in. It's not like I didn't see it and I think it's out. It's that, you know, if you didn't see it, the ball's in.
And don't go trying to find a mark unless you like literally put your eyes on the mark and you never took your eyes off it. Because then when someone says, really, or they question it, and then you just like find a mark that happens to be on the wrong side of the line, you know, it's like, it just, it makes all kinds of trouble, believe me. Yeah. You can walk over and look at a ball mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can look at, like, there are a lot of, like, I've played a lot of people where they're like, you know, they kind of go, oh, you know, I think it's out. And then they look and they've kept their eye on the ball mark. Then that is okay. If you're like, you know, but if you just go, oh, I'm not really sure, that you can't replay that point. It's not yours.
Yes. This is one that someone asked me recently, and it just took me a couple minutes to make sure I was right. But you're playing a first set tiebreaker. So it's 6-all. You're playing a first set tiebreaker. Your opponent serves the beginning of the first set tiebreaker. Who starts serving the second set?
Okay. So I think I know this.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted me to tell you and then you agree or disagree. Go ahead.
So this is the first set. So let's say you and I started serving the whole set or the set tiebreak, or it was our
turn. Set tiebreak. Let's do it. Let's say we're playing doubles together. It's okay. It's 6-all. We start serving the set tiebreak.
Okay. So then our opponents would start serving the second set. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So it doesn't matter if you go to 24 to 26 and someone's the last person to serve.
Right.
It's whoever started the set tiebreak.
That's a really good point. Okay. Yeah. Let's reiterate that because that's the really important part. Like we could have ended up serving and then we could end up serving again to start the second set.
Yeah. Everybody stops and goes, yes. Wait, what are we supposed to do? Yeah.
Yes. Because what feels odd is if you've served the last point and won the set tiebreak and then you start serving the next set.
Right.
But that is plausible. Based on whatever points you win by, whether you're even or odd. So it is plausible that you start the serving of the set, you end the set tiebreak on your serve, but then you also begin the next set on your serve. But that's only because you have to go back to who started the actual tiebreak set.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, that's confusing.
It is. Yes.
I don't think I made it less confusing.
Did we help anyone out there or are you guys totally confused?
No. I think you need to say it again more clearly. I was talking through it in my head.
Okay. So
here's the rule.
Here's the rule. Whoever starts the set tiebreak, whoever starts the serve, that one serve, they're going to be the receiver for the second set, the first game of the second set. Does that make sense?
That's a better way to put it.
Okay.
Yes.
But it is, everybody questions it because we're like, wait, who started? And then you can't remember.
Everybody.
It's this whole process.
Yes.
But I do think beginners should know this. I think everyone should know it.
Yes.
Because I went through that whole, someone asked me and I was watching it and I even said, let me double check. Let me look at the rules because I wasn't completely sure when they asked me. This is the one that happened to me all the time. And it's like, somebody's serving and they hit, I'm on the receiving end and they hit my doubles partner.
Uh-huh.
And it's their point. Even though I'm receiving, the doubles partner's nowhere near the service box, but it's a service point. Has that happened?
It has happened in one match. It didn't actually hit. What happened? It didn't. It actually hit the receiver, but the serve was the serve was so long. She was standing on the, you know, maybe just inside the baseline to receive the serve. I don't know if I served it or my partner served it because this was like 5+ years ago. But the ball hit the woman who was receiving. Her very nice partner who was at the net was not anywhere near it. And we said, oh, that's our point because it hit her before it actually bounced. Had it actually bounced and then hit her, the ball would have been clearly out. And it would have been second serve, right?
Right.
But it actually hit her. Nobody is aiming. I mean, maybe some people are aiming for people, but we don't have great aim. So if we had good aim, we could probably get a lot of free points by trying to hit people. But anyway, it hit this woman. And then we said, oh, that's our point because the ball hit you. Like you didn't get out of the way. And she was like, well, I tried to. and we felt like jerks, like to enforce it. But she was also really a mean person, and she was really mean to her partner, too. So we were like, that's our point.
Yes, but it's awkward,
maybe
too.
Maybe somebody else would have been like, oh, let's just replay it. Oh, it's weird. Yeah, you're like, I'm the rule enforcer, and that's the point.
But it is the rule. So it is kind of the, well, we're playing by this rule, but not that rule. You know, we're picking and choosing
which
rule. I feel like you got to play by the rules. If not... what's the point? You know?
I know. Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Hard. Yeah, it actually happened to me. Yeah. It was the very first point of states, and I was the receiver's partner, and the woman hit a serve, and it just, you know, it hit me, and they took it, and they should. I was like, it's your point. And I was like, if this is any indication how states is going to go, it's not good. We have one more episode on rules where we discuss what happens when someone falls down on the tennis court. And we even contacted Rebel Good, who does the Court of Appeals column for Tennis Magazine and the Stump the Ump section for Western Wake Tennis Association, to make sure our understanding of the rules is correct. We hope you check out our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.